News release. Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, MDARD, is proud to announce the recipients of the 2023 Animal Welfare Fund grants. This year, MDARD will distribute $150,000 to 34 registered animal shelters throughout the state to support various animal welfare projects thanks to Michiganders who check the Animal Welfare Fund on their annual state tax returns. According to statistics from the American Veterinary Medical Association, Michigan is home to approximately 2.4 million dogs and 1.8 million cats, and some of these animals are in living one of Michigan's 204 registered animal shelters, waiting to become someone's beloved pet. Grants through the Michigan's Animal Welfare Fund help shelters finance spay, neuter programs, educate others about proper animal care, train staff, and provide the means for maintaining animal health throughout local communities. Collectively, these efforts help shelters to adopt out more animals and promote animal health and welfare in their communities. All of this is made possible by charitable Michiganders checking the fund's box on Form 4642, Voluntary Contribution Schedule, on their state tax returns. Thanks to the generosity and kindness of Michigan taxpayers, MDARD can continue to support the increasing needs of our registered animal shelters, said state veterinarian Dr. Nora Wineland. Over the past few years, we have seen a steady increase in not only the number of shelters applying for grants but also in the amount of funds being requested. This funding makes a significant, positive impact on Michigan's animals and the people who care for them. 100% of the contributions made to the Animal Welfare Fund goes directly to registered Michigan animal shelters to help them better care for local animals and support their broader community. Since 2010, MDARD has distributed more than $1.8 million to over 283 animal shelters. For this year's grant cycle, MDARD received 96 applications from 64 organizations, totaling more than $2 million in requests. Some of the innovative projects selected this year include supplying local law enforcement agencies with microchip scanners so lost pets can be scanned in the field and more quickly reunited with their owners. Protecting both shelter animals and owned animals throughout the community by expanding vaccination capabilities and opportunities at shelters. Funding and equipping surgical suites at local animal shelters to not only reduce the stress and cost of shelter animals traveling for care but also serve as a resource for veterinary care for the pets throughout the community. The following animal shelter organizations received 2023 Animal Welfare Fund grants: A Rejoiceful Animal Rescue -$3,000, Addison Veterinary Clinic -$600, Alpena County Animal Control -$3,000, Alvan Humane Society -$3,000, Arenic County Animal Control -$5,200, City of Romulus Animal Shelter -$3,500, Clare County Animal Shelter -$10,000, Delta Animal Shelter -$5,000, Detroit Animal Care and Control -$10,000, Eva Burrell Animal Shelter -$6,000, Friends of Companion Animals -$3,000, Gladwin County Animal Control Shelter -$4,000, Gratiot County Animal Shelter -$6,050, Greater Hillsdale Humane Society -$4,000, Hazel Park Animal Control -$2,000, Homeward Bound, Manistee County Humane Society -$2,000, Humane Society of Bay County -$4,000, Ingham County Animal Control -$2,800, Ionia County Animal Shelter -$5,000, Kalamazoo Animal Rescue -$6,000, Lake County Animal Control -$11,000, Little Traverse Bay Humane Society -$2,000, Michigan Association of Animal Control Officers, MAACO -$3,000, Macomb County Animal Control -$4,500, McLeod's Lake Haven -$5,000, Menominee Animal Shelter -$800, Michigan Humane -$2,000, Newaygo County Animal Control -$550, Otsego County Animal Control and Shelter -$10,000, Pound Buddies -$6,000, Roscommon County Animal Control -$2,000, Street Joseph County Animal Control -$5,000, Taylor Animal Shelter -$5,000, Van Buren County Animal Control -$5,000. For more information on the Animal Welfare Fund and how to contribute, please click here.